pre-launch AI altcoin banger.
This is one of the best looking AI early stage projects that we've come across since BitTensor.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all of the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing an early stage pre-launch AI altcoin that is one of the best looking projects in this sector that we've seen since BitTensor.
Now, we were early on BitTensor. We've been talking about that for nearly a year now. And we got into that around $38, now sitting somewhere around $600. We see that going to upwards into the thousands, not financial advice. But this project has caught the attention of a number of different, I'd say, Tau BitTensor OGs. So I think we need to highlight what is happening here before everybody starts to catch on in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, I mean, obviously there are hundreds of AI projects out there. Some of them are absolute gems, building really, really cool AI tech. Some of them, outright scams. What we do, and basically our job here, is to sift through the hundreds of AI projects, find the best looking ones. And if we can, we like to get into them early before the masses start talking about them. And in the case of this project, it hasn't even launched yet, right? So it's still in the pre-sale stages. We are both personal investors in this project. We believe in it long term now that we've really done a deep dive into the technology. What we're looking for in AI projects is bringing something different to the table, right? Everyone's building a bot. Everyone's building a this, analytics, all that kind of stuff. But what we're going to reveal about this project and why it makes it so different and a little bit mysterious is really why we like it. So make sure to watch this episode until the end.
So let's just right away start off with what they won at the Chainlink Constellation Hackathon. 18,000 participants. Mm. These guys won the Tencent Cloud Prize of 2023.
Yep.
That speaks volumes to this project as an endorsement for the decentralized AI technology.
For sure.
Like, I don't think that can be overlooked at all. That's absolutely massive.
100%. Tencent is actually one of the biggest tech companies in the world.
Yeah.
Right? They're one of these behemoth technology companies out of China. So you know right away, this AI project is on the radar of high net worth individuals, well-connected individuals, not only in AI, but in Web2 and in Web3. That's probably what put it on the map with the BitTensor OGs, right? That award.
Yeah. And we need to be looking at these decentralized artificial intelligence plays now, because there's a big problem with centralized AI. Did you see the recent Google Gemini headline?
What a joke.
It said, Google apologizes after new Gemini AI refuses to show pictures, achievements of white people. Let's just replace a couple words in there. Replace the achievements of white people with refuses to shut down autonomous weapon systems and economic disruption. Ugh. Right? So that's the dangers of centralized artificial intelligence when there's a bit of bias in the AI language models, the training, etc.
Yep.
And that's why we need to be covering these type of projects now for the advancement and the safety of the human race moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, even Google, like, they can see the writing on the wall. They know that their AI technology is not the be-all end-all. That's why this AI project was actually just included into the Google Cloud Startups program. Google says, you know, if we can't beat them, we better get them as close to us as possible, right? They see the potential in this project just like we do. So the name of this AI project is KIP Protocol. As I said, it is not launched yet. There is no token available yet. You can't buy it yet. It's in pre-sale. But the opportunity is now to learn about this project and potentially get in early before the masses do. And that's what we have personally done.
This is the Web3 base layer for AI. So KIP Protocol, what they're doing is they've built a secure and gas efficient Web3 infrastructure that makes it possible for AI creators. And in their branch of what they consider like an AI creator, it's like three components. So you have the app developers, right? That's for anything that's gonna be like consumer facing, the model makers, and the data ship owners. So there's multiple components that go into getting AI out the door. Like, it doesn't just appear.
Yeah.
Right. So they're making sure that everybody in the entire ecosystem is looked after.
For sure. I think when you boil it down, I don't want to simplify a project like this because there's a lot going on, some really impressive technology. But when you boil down KIP Protocol, and I alluded to this at the start of the episode, I said, look, they're bringing something different to the table and something that I really agree with. They're bringing to the forefront the creation, ownership, and monetization of things in the realm of AI. Because I think we're about to enter, obviously, into a new realm, a world of AI. But there's going to be very blurred lines about who owns things in AI, who profits off of them, and how do you monetize a product in AI. Now, what KIP Protocol is trying to do is obviously keep it decentralized and make it fair for anyone working in AI that not only are, the behemoths, the whales in the ecosystem making money off their AI projects. But what about the people that are providing data? What about the people that are using the products? Everyone in the AI ecosystem, if you have contributed to the creation of an AI model, they want you to have a clear path to your ownership and monetization of your participation. So I think basically power and money to the people, that's KIP Protocol.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, we spoke to one of the founders of one of the subnets on BitTensor recently and alluded to how quickly one of the subnets got kicked off out of BitTensor. But that's the way the BitTensor network works. It keeps the strongest models on there and, there's only 32 subnets, etc. But with KIP Protocol, it almost allows it so that anybody contributing, there might be a small advancement that was made. You may not be able to stick around in a subnet in BitTensor, but at least with KIP Protocol, it's designed so that any small advancement, no matter how big or small, you're going to be rewarded for it.
Yeah. And it's interesting that they, maybe not interesting, maybe it actually makes a lot of sense. The fact that they won that award at the Chainlink Hackathon. What does Chainlink do, right? Chainlink brings Web2 data onto Web3 via the Oracle. Well, one of the main problems that KIP Protocol is trying to solve is connectivity between off-chain AI models and on-chain blockchain, on-chain AI models, right? So they are connecting all this work that's being done by the monopolies, AI models, OpenAI, all that kind of stuff. KIP Protocol is actually building a connectivity layer that is going to be bringing a lot of the work that's been done off-chain on AI into the world of Web3. Then when you add their layers for monetization, ensuring that all contributing parties can earn revenue and guaranteeing ownership and control over everyone's contributions, this is a foundation, a base layer of AI that I can get behind.
Yeah, then it comes down to ownership and security as well. Centralized platforms, they can do what they want. They can shut down. It's not like we see it all the time, but they can shut down, ban. We've been shadow banned before on certain platforms. Imagine that happening with artificial intelligent language models.
Yeah.
So KIP solves this through blockchain tokens. It's something known as SFTs. So they wrap the work of AI value creators. So for devs, the SFT would wrap the front end of an API prompt, and then that can be utilized.
Yeah, yeah. They've got an interesting term on their website, which I kind of did a bit of digging into, which kind of piqued my interest, which was KnowledgeFi.
Right.
We have DeFi, we got GambleFi, we got SocialFi, but KnowledgeFi. So KnowledgeFi with KIP Protocol kind of integrates with the whole fact that they are, again, paying people, rewarding people for their knowledge, whatever they're bringing to the table. So take this for example. How is OpenAI building their AI models? They're scraping the world's entire internet, right? So say we built a website. OpenAI is using our website along with trillions of others to build their models. Are we profiting? Now they're charging you $20 a month to use ChatGPT, right? They're using our data and charging me to use the product, right?
Yeah, right.
That is not fair. What KnowledgeFi is doing is they're trying to provide the people that are provide. They're trying to allow the people that are providing the data to monetize their data. That's again, this whole thing about KIP Protocol is power and decentralization and rewarding anyone, not just the people that are building the apps, but the people that are providing the data. It's just, it's a much more open source and fair way of building AI ecosystems than just like, we're just going to take all your data and charge you for it.
Yeah. Right?
I think the world is slowly but surely moving away from those models.
I think it's really important that you highlighted that, because I wanted to figure out, I'm like, what are the use cases for KIP protocol in the real world? And data is very, very important to look at. So personal medical data. So the AI diagnostic apps can use confidential personal data, medical data, including medical history, genetics, lifestyle, and then it'll provide a customized diagnosis and treatment plan for enhancing treatment effectiveness, like ensuring that it's much more efficient.
Yep.
Then you can do that with music and audio libraries. Yeah. You can do it financial markets. So you can So what they end up doing is they tokenize historical data and analysis. Then this data serves as like a rich training ground for the AI models.
It's good that you brought that up, because I think, yeah, like decentralized science, we are now becoming massive decentralized science bulls. If you've missed our episode on AxonDAO, go check that one out. I think they're the leader in the DeSci movement. But what you're going to see is, just like KIP protocol, a use case, AI integrating into DeSci. And if you have DeSci, if you have people that are providing medical data, if you have people that are testing out medical products in these ecosystems, they have to be fairly rewarded. Also, with medical research papers, if someone has produced a finding, you need to guarantee ownership over who made that finding, right?
Mm.
That's what the blockchain can do, because the blockchain can guarantee ownership over anything. It can't be hacked. It can't be changed. The owner can't be switched on some stupid piece of paper, right?
Yeah.
It's guaranteed. It's on the blockchain. You can see who built it. You can see who owns it. And I think decentralized science is one of the great use cases for KIP. And as you mentioned, yeah, there's any sort of data, retail sales data, music and audio, legal data, consumer behavior, any of this data that's being provided by these companies, when you start getting into these, because the AI analysis of data is going to change everything. But it goes on to these blurred lines of who provided the data? How do they get paid? Will they get paid? Well, KIP protocol is building the solutions to this. And I think their use cases are endless.
That's a cool thing about their SFTs that we alluded to earlier, is like, allows for easy, low gas transfers of this data in real time.
Mm.
Right. And you know, this team, they didn't just pop up out of nowhere. They've been around since 2019. There's a bunch of former AI Web3 specialists who have experience at Binance, OKX, Visa, HSBC, Deloitte, like massive backgrounds that these guys are bringing to the table. You know, I think we look at like some of our biggest AI projects that we love so much. You know, BitTensor is obviously up there. We have Orai Chain, which is another one. I think we really need to have KIP protocol like in our trifecta, in the projects that we love in the true AI decentralized format that we've been covering today.
Yeah. It's not just, yeah, there's so many AI projects that are specialized to one thing, and not to say there's anything wrong with that, but I think what KIP is doing is, as you said earlier, it's the base layer, right?
Yeah.
So a huge ecosystem can be built using KIP protocol. I think you're going to see a lot of projects building their using their technology, just like we've seen. That's why we made the comparison to BitTensor, right?
Yeah.
What have we seen since BitTensor, since we got in? We've seen the subnets. There's 32 subnets now. There's all kinds of ecosystem growth. The token price obviously has gone up a lot, but it's just like the word is getting out and the ecosystem is thriving. And I think KIP protocol, it's similar to BitTensor, but it's doing a different thing, which I like. And I think you're going to see a massive adoption once the KIP protocol token launches, once the ecosystem gets going. I think, yeah, this is going to be right up there in that like blue chip AI project area.
I reckon it creates a lot of buzz.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, look, if you guys have any questions about KIP protocol, how the whole thing works with AI, let us know in the comments. We will be continuing to keep you guys updated on this project as it moves closer to launch.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.